This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. The average price of gasoline nationwide is about $2.89 a gallon. But some drivers in Minnesota are paying a lot less. That's because they bought their gasoline months or even years ago when the price was a whole lot lower. A small chain of gas stations in central Minnesota allows customers to prepay for gasoline and stockpile it for when prices jump. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The posted price of gasoline at the First Fuel Bank stations in St. Cloud, Minnesota, is pretty much in line with what other retailers are charging. But thousands of customers are able to fill their tanks at First Fuel for less than $2 a gallon. And CEO Jim Fenai says a few hundred of his customers actually locked in their prices at less than $1 a gallon.
It had to be a real visionary because you have to go back to 2002 to see sub $1. But our savvy buyer was watching the prices. And here in central Minnesota, you only have to go back to the Christmas New Year's holiday of 2005 to see sub $2 a gallon gasoline.
First Fuel Banks has six gas stations in the St. Cloud area where customers can buy as much gasoline as they like whenever the price seems right. First Fuel then stores the gasoline in its oversized tanks or buys futures contracts for really long-term purchases. Prepaying for gasoline requires customers to tie up their money for a while, but otherwise there's no charge for the program, aside from a $1 membership fee, and it can yield big savings. The city of St. Cloud itself has saved tens of thousands of dollars. Chuck Ketter, whose day job is maintaining the city's public works fleet, says he's been forced to pay attention to things like Gulf Coast weather patterns and Nigerian politics as he tries to predict which way gas prices will go.
Yeah, you have to wear many hats to be able to make that call, but the average citizen can do the same thing.
Some average citizens are. First Fuel Banks has taken deposits for as little as $3 worth of gasoline and as much as $400,000. Locking in a price for heating oil has been common for a long time, but until now, you've pretty much had to drive to Minnesota to find gas stations making the offer. Soon, though, the idea will get a tryout in 11 northeastern states. Gulf Oil CEO Joe Petrowski plans to introduce the advance purchase option later this year at some 1,800 Gulf stations from Delaware to Maine.
Or gas, for example, to come back down to $2 a gallon, you'd be able to go in and lock in 100 gallons, 200 gallons, probably right up to 500 gallons, which is about a year's worth for the average consumer at that price.
Until now, few retailers have been willing to take on the cost and uncertainty of advance sales. But Petrowski says the futures market lets retailers lock in their own prices, and the roller coaster gasoline market has more consumers looking for shelter.
Gasoline that used to be an afterthought as a purchase has now taken on importance, unfortunately, because we have been above $3 in many markets for gasoline.
Petrowski says Gulf first considered the idea a few years ago, but doubted there would be much interest, since gas was selling back then for only about $1 a gallon. As it turns out, that would have been the time to buy. Scott Horsley, NPR News.